Yeah.
All 27.
Good evening, everyone. We'll call order the Willow City Council regular meeting for Tuesday, January 8th, 2019. Item 2 on the agenda, our Pledge of Allegiance. Vice Mayor Warren, would you do the honor, please?
Absolutely. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Carrie.
Welcome.
Item 3, roll call. Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Fletcher?
Here.
Councilmember Dominguez?
Here.
Councilmember Mello?
Here.
Vice Mayor Warren?
Here.
Mayor Manson?
Here. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Item 4, public comment and written communications. Item 4A, public comments. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time and recognized by the mayor, vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless the majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. The public is advised to limit discussion to one presentation per individual. While not required, please state your name and address for the record. Any public comment tonight? Anybody? Mr. Ross.
Thank you. Doug Ross, D-O-U-G-R, excuse me, Doug Ross, D-O-U-G-R-O-S-S, resident of Willows. My comment is, a couple of years ago, I editorialized on a phenomenon on North Humboldt Avenue of what I called ghost drivers. And since I live in North Humboldt and Green, the phenomenon is defined in my world as people who leave the lighted area of the Wood Street and North Humboldt Street intersection is highly lighted, and they go either north, east, west, or south. But when they come north on North Humboldt Avenue, it's particularly nefarious and dangerous because they have no headlights. And I've seen them go all the way out to First Avenue as I watch them continue, you know, to see how far they'll go before they realize their lights are not. About a year ago, I editorialized that I thought it'd be good form if the Highway Patrol, since it had an office right there, had put out some kind of a colored sign that said, trip activated, what would you call it, electric eye that sends vehicular motion and lack of headlights, and somehow came on with a sign that you could see in enough time. The reason is because I've seen a couple incidents where a couple of the kids from the Cedar Hills apartment complex have been clowning around with their bicycles right in the Starbucks to Cedar Hills sort of crossing, so to speak. Completely unaware that the phenomenon which I'm identifying exists. While I have no short-term hope that some miracle funding or miracle solution will be defined or realized, I'd just like to call attention again to the phenomenon.
Okay, Mr. Ross, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other public comment tonight? Anything? Another public comment? Okay, very good. Thanks. Item 5, consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council member requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the Council Item 5A approve the general checking, payroll, and direct deposit check registers number 36438 to 36532 and numbers ZZBRA09632 to ZZBRA09687 and numbers 37733 to 37767. And item 5B, approve the minutes of the regular city council meeting held on December 11th, 2018. Pleasure to council.
I'll make the motion to approve the consent agenda.
Vice Mayor Warren's moved to approve the consent agenda as presented. Is there a second?
I second.
Council Member Fletcher, a second. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries 5-0. Item 6, public hearing. Item 6A, Conduct a public hearing for the 2018-2019 appropriation limit for the City of Willows and adopt a resolution establishing said limit. Administrative Services Director Tim Salisbury. Good evening, Tim.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. We do this all together on an annual basis, following the passage of Proposition 4 and Proposition 111 back in the late 70s. The annual appropriation limit, the purpose is a follow-up put together by the late Paul Gann as a follow-up to Proposition 13, which placed limits on the proceeds of taxation for local jurisdictions, counties, cities, school boards, various sub-local districts as well. What has happened, though, within the parameters of that, by the time you apply the inflation factors and the population growth factors, similar to what you see here, these limits far exceed what any jurisdiction is actually receiving in terms of property, I'm sorry, from total taxes in terms of usage. In this case, our limit for 2018-19 of taxation is $10,026,501. Our actual projected items that are classified as taxes, we do have other revenues, but classified as taxes, is $3.358 million. So we're just over $6.6 million under our limit, and in no risk at this point in time of reaching that limit. So with that, I'll be happy to answer any questions from council or during the public hearing, but I do ask at the conclusion of the public hearing that you adopt the resolution next week.
Very good, Mr. Salisbury. Thank you very much. Council members, any questions, comments? Anyone? Anything? Very good. Pretty much routine annual business. So, okay. Very good. Pleasure of the council in reference to this item.
Mr. Mayor, if we could conduct a public hearing, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you. Yes, we do conduct a public hearing. Sorry about that. Okay. Very good. We have now come to the public input portion of the hearing. The public hearing is being recorded and is subject to possible review by the courts. Therefore, all statements or remarks must be made clearly and distinctly in the microphone. If there is anyone in the audience who has any pertinent evidence or opinions or statements relevant to issues being heard, please step to the microphone. And although it is not required, it is also requested that you please state and spell your name for the record. And comments are generally limited to 3 minutes. The time is 7:07 p.m., 19:07 hours, and we'll open the public hearing in reference to this matter at this time. This will be the appropriation limit for the City of Willows. Any comments? Please, public comments, please approach the podium. Any comments? Going once, going twice. Very good. At this time, and it is still 7:07 p.m., we'll close the public hearing in reference to this item. Council members, pleasure to council.
Mr. Mayor, I move the resolution next in line entitled the resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows establishing 2018-2019 appropriation limit be passed.
Be read by that one.
Yeah,
probably wrong. No, I'm sorry. That's 4 minutes. Jeez, okay. No, that's fantastic. Okay, very good. Council member, mitigating this has moved the resolution to be approved. Is there a second?
Second.
Council member Mello has seconded. Madam Clerk, let's be a roll call vote, please.
Council member Fletcher?
Aye.
Council member Dominguez?
Aye.
Council member Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Warren?
Aye.
Mayor Hanson.
Aye. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Matter carries 5-0. I'm a little rusty after you there, Vice Mayor.
Yeah. We'll be until the next
meeting. Okay. Very good. Okay. Done with that one. Item 7, the regular business agenda items requiring council action. Item 7A, adopt the resolution of the City of Willows awarding the contract for services to Morrison & Company for a biomass cogeneration feasibility study and business case development analysis, and direct the interim city manager to negotiate and sign terms of agreement. Once again, Mr. Salisbury, the star of the show this evening.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to thank the city manager for allowing me the opportunity to talk the entire time this evening. It's been very, very gracious to me and unfortunate to everybody else. Before you on this item is actually the second of two USDA grants that the city has been awarded. About 18 months ago, we were awarded a grant to do a similar study on a cold storage facility, which is still in process. And then we were awarded $50,000 by the USDA with $11,000 of in-kind match, which will be just basically salary and benefit costs of city staff to be involved in this. I have to do a similar study for a biomass cogeneration feasibility study. It'll function very much similarly to what the cold storage is going. We sent it out to RFP. We sent it out, I believe, to 9 firms. and we received one response, that from Morrison Company. And then I'd also like to fully disclose that, similar with the coal storage, because Morrison is doing that as well, that back in the early 1990s, I did work for the same accounting firm as the principal of Morrison Company, Brent Morrison, so I just want to have you aware of that for purposes of full disclosure. We have not had any business ties since 1992, other than the situation of awarding the coal storage feasibility study. And with that, I'll entertain any questions, but do ask that you adopt the resolution for conclusion of those questions.
Thank you, Mr. Silver. Any questions, comments, members of council?
No.
Anything? Okay, thank you. Members of the public, anything? Any questions? Comments? Okay. Very good. Pleasure of the council in reference to the resolution.
Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt the resolution titled A Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows awarding the contract for services to Morris and Company for biomass cogeneration facility feasibility study and business case development analyst and direct the interim city manager to negotiate and sign terms of agreement.
Mr. Miller has moved the resolution be approved as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Councilmember Dominguez has the second. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Fletcher?
Aye.
Councilmember Dominguez?
Aye.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Warren?
Aye.
Mayor Hanson?
Aye. Mayor carries unanimously 5-0. Thank you very much. Moving on to item number 8, Council Staff Reports Comments. Item 8A, Staff Reports Comments. Chief Peabody, good evening.
Good evening, Mayor Hanson, members of the council. Before you, Sheriff Warren has delivered the reports, and with that, I believe he has some stats for you to hear. Would you mind sharing?
Thank you, Chief. Again, we have some historical data now that we can look at, and so I brought along the reports from last December, and they're very similar. So again, there's nothing that really reached out. And I think our arrests this month were 33, whereas last year, the same month, they were 21. So I can try to dazzle you with some excellent numbers, like I'm sure Mr. Shelter would, and say now we have a 50% increase in our. But the bottom line is they're very similar. Our calls for service are similar, and things seem to be going well. While as always, we're going to continue to try to improve. There's a new CHP commander in. We have met with him. We're hoping to do some training with CHP on traffic collision and traffic enforcement, just to try to hone our skills. But other than that, things seem to be going fairly well.
Okay, Sheriff, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Any questions, comments for Sheriff this evening? Anything?
No.
Okay. Well, Sheriff, the contract does seem to be going very well. I believe it's great to see providing very effective law enforcement for the City of Willows, so thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
And these, although haven't had time to look at the numbers in depth, but you like the total of 33 arrests. Good work. Very good. So, nothing further, council members? You sure? Okay, very good. Interim City Manager, Chief Peabody, anything further?
Yes, sir. And then Public Works, or the Community Service Department, they are completing a lease for 2018, and this year there'll be still a little bit of pickup, but I believe we're running an ad and also on our webpage that is coming to a conclusion for the year. Once again, we'd ask the community that please park out of the gutter when it's raining and let that water go. And if you do see leaves pile up in the gutter, please scooch them out of the way. Don't wait for somebody else to come and solve the problem. If you can solve them yourself, we definitely appreciate it from the Public Works side, so thank you for that. From the fire department side, there's been a few comments or pictures about private property within the local news media. My recommendation, Mayor Hanson, would be that we conduct a public safety committee meeting, and we can discuss code enforcement. And we also need to discuss the ambulance task force in that meeting as well. And after that meeting, we can be happy to come back out to council with a report.
Very good. Sounds like a very good plan. Chief, Mr. Fletcher, you're on. Member of the public safety.
I agree. Yeah.
Very good. Excellent. And anything further? I'm sorry?
I think just from that, Jody and I will be in Reading this week. We will be in Sacramento next week. along with then Tara and Mr. Flesh and I will be at the new council member academy next week as well, Mayor Hanson, for one day. So, you know, Jody and I are both on the same page. Our 2019 goals this year is really to get the housing development started in Glynn County. We are, with the weather, the commercial development on the Basin Street is slightly delayed, but it is still going. It's, but with the weather, we're a little bit delayed, but we will have a ceremony as soon as we can with that. And the bridge is being ordered as we speak. So it's underway. So from staff.
Is that 2-day shipping with Amazon?
I believe it's free shipping, prime.
Okay, outstanding.
And that is it from staff. Does anybody have any questions?
Okay, Chief, thank you very much. Councilmembers, Mr. Domingue.
So is it a prefab bridge then, or?
They will be, yes, it'll be a prefab span across the bridge. Yes. Thank you.
Mr. Flesh, anything?
No.
Vice Mayor?
I have nothing.
Mr. Miller? Okay. Very good, thank you. Now, looking forward to that public safety committee meeting in reference to those issues. Definitely. Yeah. Very good. Thanks, Chief. Item 8B, council reports, comments. Who would like to begin? Any takers? Mr. Miller?
I don't have anything tonight.
Nothing tonight? Really?
Okay. I'm saving it.
Okay. Very good. Mr. Flesh?
I haven't had a chance
to
have. Mr. Dominguez. Oh, geez, I'll see my time to the mayor, unfortunately.
Sorry. Seems like that was about to say. Vice Mayor Horn.
Last week on New Year's Day, there was a team, Mossman High School in Sydney, Australia, that came and played. It was a basketball team, our high school boys. Our JVs won. Our varsity lost. However, it was a really fun game when we had the opportunity to make dinner for all the players afterwards. And they had been in town for probably almost a week. They'd been eating fast food and pizza, so we did try tip rice, the typical. And they were so excited. So we had a good time with them. They were very, very polite and men. And they were leaving us to go to Portland, and then they were going to go back down to Beverly Hills to play their last game and then fly home. But it was a great experience for our students and players, and we had a really good time with them. So other than that, I don't have anything.
Very good. Thank you, Carrie. Two real quick items. We had almost 30 minutes. Anyway, on Thursday, December 20th, we had the final Regional Transit Committee and Glynn County Transportation Commission meetings of the year. Really just routine business, some movement of some funds around just to satisfy some state laws and that sort of thing, with no changes to budget. The budget remains very healthy and right on track. The major information I have, and I know everyone in this room and this community will be interested in it, is Jeff Williams, his term on the council, served on the RTC and the Transportation Commission as well. And the commission is constantly on Caltrans. Caltrans always has a representative at the meetings, trying to push our concerns and issues that we have with the state highways that are within the city jurisdictions, also the county jurisdiction. Here, I-5 and 162, well, Caltrans has done excellent work with I-5 and the interchange of 57 and Wood Street. However, we have Wood Street, still at 162, which, as we know, has its issues, and thank God it's raining now, but as the rain keeps pounding, so does the pavement, it takes a beating. So Caltrans has a major reconstruction effort scheduled for Surratt 162 Wood Street within the city of Willows, get this, in the year 2026. So, just want to throw that out there. I don't know what that roadway is going to look like in 2026, but that's what Caltrans has it scheduled for. They are, in the meantime, working on some type of temporary fixes to the pavement. But there you go. I thought you might all be interested in that. Other than that, the only other item of business was the annual city selection committee was held on yesterday, on Monday, January 7th. Myself and Mayor Bruce Randy from Orland, and the committee assignments were solidified for the City Bowls for the year 2019. So that's all I have. So with that, the time is 19 hours. Thank you for attending. Meeting adjourned. Good night.
I think that's the shortest statement.